What I'm referring to is the day that we celebrate Jesus being presented before God in the Holy Temple. As he became blessed and affirmed to God the Father. Just as our gospel reading reflected all of those events. As it began initially with Mary and Joseph going to the temple according to the law of Moses to present themselves first before the Lord. As the law of Leviticus chapter 12 describes, that they had to offer themselves for purification. And they did this according to the law of Moses that's outlined in Leviticus, that after 40 days of giving birth, they were to offer themselves for purification, as bringing children into this world always has a different effect and changing effect upon our lives, correct? They are God's gifts to us. So they offered themselves according to the law before the Lord for purification. And then, according to the law, Mary and Joseph were able to present their child, Jesus, their firstborn offering of thankfulness before God, as sort of a first fruits of their marriage. This had to have been a very important, significant moment in their lives to do this. We may read this and say, oh yes, Mary and Joseph presented Jesus. This was amazing. This was tremendous. To think back about all of the events that led them to this moment in time. Remember, their marriage sort of started with, you know, It was kind of a rocky start to begin with. You know, Mary had somehow became pregnant. And they had to travel from their home in Nazareth all the way to Bethlehem, so the birth of Joseph, according to the census that was taken at that time. Now, there's been a few of us who have made that trek from Nazareth to Bethlehem, and we did it by bus. I think it took us about 3 hours. Can you imagine having to do that on top of a donkey and being pregnant? And then when Mary gave birth to Jesus, all these shepherds suddenly showed up. And these very dignified wise men were there as well. And not to mention the angels that spoke to both Mary and Joseph. Angels who instructed them that when they reached this very important moment in time, they were to name their child Jesus. You know, they didn't have birth certificates in a hospital that they issued at that time. It was about presenting their child to the temple before God when the official name took place. Now imagine what they must have felt. That all that they had gone through was now coming together in this important sacrifice of thanksgiving before God. A sacrifice of 2 turtle doves. Praise God. There's so much more to this story. As with Jesus, there's so much more to our life story as well. As you and I continue to become a part of God's story of salvation. So here's a little fun fact here, if you will. If you're a church geek, I guess, like me. But a fun fact is why we celebrate today as Jesus being presented before God in the Holy Temple according to the law of 40 days. If you were to count backwards from today, it would take you all the way to Christmas Day, the birth of Jesus. And, you know, that's just kind of an important way, I think, that we can celebrate our lives connected to the Holy Scriptures. and integrate God's word more into our life and have this rhythm of worship, of being connected to Jesus. But what I think is even more important to emphasize about Jesus being presented before God in the temple is that this would be the official moment when Mary and Joseph, they put all of their faith forward. It was now all on the line before God. All that had transpired that led them to this moment, they affirmed through their faith that they openly named their child Jesus. And this also, I think, marked the beginning of how Jesus' whole life became this spiritual sacrifice for the atonement of all of our sins, past, present, and future. Praise God. All of this happened in the name of Jesus. As even our salvation continues on today in the same name that is above every name, Jesus. So this is why we celebrate. This is why we remember this important day. And as Mary and Joseph presented Jesus, there was a devout religious priest who was in the temple at that same moment, whose name was Simeon. And at the naming of Jesus, the Holy Spirit moved in Simeon. And he came over filled with the Holy Spirit. And he acknowledged Jesus for who he truly was, as Messiah, Lord. And he took Jesus in his arms and said, "For my eyes have seen your salvation, a light for God's revelation," which was not just to the Jews, but also to the Gentiles. Meaning, Jesus saves all people everywhere. Praise God. And at the same moment, there was an elder woman in the temple who was very devout, who also was moved by the Holy Spirit in this moment at the naming of Jesus. And we are told in verse 38, and at that moment, she came and began to praise God and to speak about the child to all who were looking for the redemption of Jerusalem. See, this is how the Holy Spirit can move among us as we affirm our faith in the Lord by naming who Jesus truly is as our Lord and Savior. There is power in the name of Jesus. There is power when we speak his presence out around us and among us. The Holy Spirit can move. It's a very similar way when we offer our children before God in the sacrament of holy baptism. Offering as a thank offering to God. When we begin the sacrament of baptism, we always begin with naming this child before God. This naming becomes our spiritual intimacy of this relationship that we enter into with Christ in the light of God's salvation. And when Mary and Joseph and Simeon and Anna all affirm Jesus in their faith, we were told in verse 40, the child grew and became strong, filled with wisdom, and the favor of God was upon him. When we present our children to Jesus in holy baptism, after we name them before God, in the power of our faith, we're asked these two very important questions. Will you be responsible for seeing that the child you present is brought up in the Christian faith and life? Will you, by your prayers and witness, help this child to grow into the full stature of Christ? And of course, we put all our faith forward, and we affirm that we will, with God's help, allowing the Holy Spirit to move among us, where we empower our kids to allow the Holy Spirit to move in their lives as well, as we open our hearts to Jesus. In the same way that Mary and Joseph and Simeon and Anna affirmed Jesus's faith, affirmed their faith in Jesus, that was when Jesus could grow strong. He became strong in his faith, and he was filled with wisdom in the Holy Spirit. And in God the Father, he received eternal favor through the faith of others. And you know, the same opportunities to raise our kids up in God's favor is always needed, as it is just about allowing the Holy Spirit to move among us and through us as we become empowered together in the name of Jesus. Now, we have several Simeons and Annas among us in our church family today. And this church needs you now to step up and volunteer and spend some needed time with our kids. And a few of you do this. And I extend my gratitude and heartfelt thanks for your service to them. It is a joy to serve others in the Lord. And we do this through Sunday school and through children's church, through Junior Daughters of the King, and through our very own school here at St. Cuthbert. God bless you all. But there are more of you who could certainly step up and join in. You know, you can serve on a Sunday morning during our children's Sunday school or during children's church that's going on right now. You know, starting today, we shifted our Christian formation, our Sunday school time that now does not begin immediately after the 8 o'clock service when we're all rushing and trying to get Sunday school started. We used to start at 9:10. We moved the time a few minutes to 9:30. So that gives more time for more of us to come and participate. We had a great turnout today, being the first day that we started at 9:30. And we take Sunday school all the way to 10:15, 15 minutes before this service, where we used to close at 10 o'clock and then have 30-minute lag time for the kids to run around and eat donuts and get ready for the 10:30 service. But now it bleeds right into the 10:30 service. And this is done for better accommodation for each of us. God bless you. So even for our children, we're now rolling out new curriculum and new formation activity to support them. But what we currently need now is you to volunteer and to help them. If building this church's future is important to you, then spending a little needed time with our kids is one of the most valuable gifts that you could offer to them, offering them yourself. I told Steve Dale as he walked off with the kids for children's church that I was going to talk about him if that was okay. And he said, as long as I'm not in the room, that would be fine. But here's a great example in Steve. You know, he doesn't necessarily know the Bible front to back, word for word. And you know, the kids, they're not going to remember all that Steve is saying to them right now. But you know what they're going to remember the most? Is that he spent time with them. That he gave of himself to them. And because he cares, it makes them want to care. And that has a profound, lasting effect. I would reasonably bet that most of you are here today because someone had an impact on your life too. And this can be a personal thank offering to the Lord. Our personal thank offering to the Lord by serving others. And parents, like Mary and Joseph, we need you to bring your kids to Sunday school. And we also need your volunteer support and participation to join them. And I was told this, just previous for the Sunday school session that we had today, we had a great turnout. Thank you for bringing your kids. You know, building your child's faith is the greatest gift you could ever offer to them. To share your faith with them, asking them questions about what they learned, and exploring how they can teach you through how the Holy Spirit moves. And to bring your child to know Jesus is the greatest gift they could ever offer to you. To deepen their faith in a personal relationship of knowing him as their Lord and Savior. All of this happens as we open our hearts more and more to allow the Holy Spirit to move among us. This is why we are here. And let's become a church of more. More of how we can allow God's favor to rest upon us. More of the church that we can become, that God is calling us to become. In Jesus' name. And if you feel the Holy Spirit is perhaps moving in your heart right now, do not dismiss him. You know, I have happened to just have sign-up sheets at each one of the altar rails right here to strike while the iron is hot. And if you feel called during the course of this service or coming forward to the altar rail for communion or after the service, all I ask is that you simply put your name and phone number on this sheet. And I will call you later on, not during the Super Bowl, but I will call you later on. We can talk, we can pray about how you can get more involved. It's a joy to serve the Lord. And please keep in mind, this is not church shaming, okay? This is not church shaming. Let me put it this way. If we had an open hole in the roof of our church, a gaping hole, a God vision in our church, and knowing that it's going to rain in a couple of days, would we just sort of walk around and go, yeah, we got a hole in there, I don't know what's going to happen, and just let it rain inside the church? Or would we rally to patch the roof? How many of you have ever left your car windows down when it rains? How many of that ever happened? That's kind of old school. Yeah, I know. Well, how does your car smell when you get back into it after that? Would we allow that to happen to our church? Of course not. But let me say this. We have a spiritual hold in our church. A hole that needs to be filled with the presence of the Holy Spirit. And this is a church that we need to become and be active in. You might say, well, you know, I've done all that in years past. I'm kind of retired right now. And let me ask you this. Are you retired from growing spiritually? Or are you want to be active in allowing the Holy Spirit to move more in your heart? It's all about putting your faith forward. And as we pray, and as we discover when we can talk on the phone, God has a plan for each of us. And it is a joy to serve the Lord. It's a blessing to serve others in Jesus' name. And if you are not going to volunteer, at least join me in prayer for filling this gaping hole that we need to lift our kids up to know Jesus. And in doing so, we lift our own lives up to Him as well. All in the power of Jesus' name.